Yeah.
Okay.
Nice to see you guys. Thanks for coming. Thanks for coming, you guys.
Last chance for fans to visit open training camp practice at the Florida Blue practice fields on Friday. Head coach Gus Bradley signed autographs today after practice before the Jags head inside Everbank Field Saturday for the family night scrimmage. And welcome to Inside the Jaguars, driven by Tom Bush, J.P. Shadrick with you. The Jaguars back on the practice field Friday morning, another 2.5 hour session, and another hot, humid sun splash day. And today's practice, really one of the best all-around practices in all of camp so far. Chad Henne and Mike Kafka took most of the team reps today under center, and Blaine Gabbert, again limited, had both ankles taped up again today, had some work, but held out of a lot of the 11-on-11 work today. Luke Jokel worked at left tackle today, because Eugene Monroe got a veteran off day. A weekend now, things getting testy toward the end. Alan Ball and Mike Brown getting into it a bit towards the end. That's what happens a weekend, especially in shoulder pads. Stick around, the play of the day coming up, and it includes a guy wearing number 84. Head coach Gus Bradley said he's very happy with the flow of practice today.
I thought today was a classic example. We go into our blitz period, and the offense did extremely well. And then we did kind of a specialty period, and the offense did really well. Then we went down in the red zone, and the defense had, what, 3 stops in a row, you know, in the red zone. And it's gone back and forth like that.
Let's talk a little defense today, specifically linebackers. Of course, Paul Posluszny is the rock in the middle. Geno Hayes, Russell Allen are names you know. But a guy starting to turn some heads is undrafted rookie linebacker Leroy Reynolds, a rookie out of Virginia. He'll definitely be a guy to watch in Saturday night scrimmage.
Just understanding the concepts of the defense fully and continuing to play fast. And just really being consistent, that's one of the biggest things. Just, you come out here, have a good day, and the next day you just got to continue to get better, and you got to just let go of the day before. So just each day has got to be a new day to just get better.
Other notes from Friday, Jeremy Mincy, defensive end, out with a head contusion suffered in yesterday's practice. They'll evaluate him moving forward. Justin Forsett on the side with a walking boot, sprained a toe, a turf toe type of injury, Gus Bradley said. I talked to him earlier, and he's in good spirits and hopes to be back next week. Maurice Jones-Drew and teammates distributed book bags full of school supplies to kids from a number of support programs today after practice. This is an annual event for Maurice Jones-Drew to help local kids. Now time for our daily thoughts from the Ozone. Senior writer for Jaguars.com, John Osier, gives us a primer for Saturday night scrimmage.
I'm John Osier with A View from the Ozone, and we arrive now at the end of the first full week of Jaguars 2013 training camp. That means the end of the open to the public camp, which ends with a scrimmage at Everbank Field on Saturday. And because the Ozone is about giving and helping others, here's a primer on what to watch if you're coming downtown Saturday. First, speed. The Jaguars are faster than last year, maybe a lot faster. Denard Robinson is a well-publicized reason, but more important, maybe Ace Sanders. He's the quickest player on the team, and will be a much larger part of the offense than many originally believed. Speaking of receivers, if Saturday is your first live glimpse of the Jaguars this season, impress your friends. Tell them how good Cecil Shorts is. It's a good bet he'll make you look smart. Now, if you don't want to look smart, tell them the starting quarterback for the regular season opener, because right now, that's anybody's guess. Neither Blaine Gabbert nor Chad Henne has pulled away, and Gabbert spent part of this week hurt, so the competition was put on hold. So what to expect Saturday? Well, expect the receivers to shine. When Shorts is playing, this group is very good. And overall, the offense does look better, providing the quarterback situation gets worked out. And expect the team to keep looking for pass rush. Answers are still needed there in a big way. And really, a week into camp, many areas need answers. Those aren't going to come definitively in a preseason scrimmage, but Saturday will be a start, even as the time when fans can watch on a daily basis comes to an end.
John, thank you. Let's look now at the play of the day from Friday. Chad Henne attacking one-on-one coverage against Cecil Shorts III. You're going to know how this turns out. A great catch along the left side for a long gainer, and it just adds to the highlight reel this camp for Cecil Shorts III. Hopefully we'll see a little more of that Saturday night. The Jaguars will host the annual family night scrimmage presented by Florida Blue. Saturday night, 6:45. The Back to Football Fest starts at 4 o'clock. Parking is $5. Free admission for the party and the scrimmage as well. Big crowd expected, so show up early. And of course, we'll have post-scrimmage coverage right here on Jaguars.com. That's it for today on Inside the Jaguars, driven by Tom Bush.